manufacturers, and even with a small project like ours, which is not buying anything, so we get to use that. We got to use that money on our programming. A large amount of it goes to the auditors in DC, for example. So it is a sort of cycle of, you know, we're giving you money for this, but much of it ends up coming back to the US. So in fact, it does its job of supporting sort of US interests to a large degree. The other sort of set of strings, in a way, was that it was never really possible for an organization like us to just do our work. Project Literacy had a sustainable working structure that was doing really good adult basic education, literacy, numeracy, financial education. But to just get funding from an agency like USAID, and it's certainly not unique in this way, was almost impossible. You know, give us funding to do the work we already do. We can prove we do it. It's really successful. And so every 6 months, you're writing funding proposals that are bending our work into the current sexy language about what matters in aid or development. And what matters in aid or development is decided in D.C., in New York, in London, in Geneva. It's not decided on the ground where people are doing the work. And there's this reluctance to support that.
I wanted to ask you, Professor Mathers, about the history of critiquing USAID in many parts of the world when it's been used, for example, as a front for the CIA. I'd like to mention a couple of examples from Latin America. Back in 2010, USAID covertly funded a Twitter-like social media platform in Cuba to spark a Cuban spring with the hope of bringing down the government. Last week, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian Greg Grandin spoke to Al Jazeera's Upfront about USAID. This is what he said.
AID is a perfect expression of a kind of the fusion of hard and soft power. I mean, it does all of it does important and humane work, and I think it was funding the only working hospital left in Gaza, things like that, and dispensing, you know, medicines in Africa, and but it was also the agency in which that funded democracy promotion programs, and these were all when the National Endowment for Democracy, which operates under AID, was founded in 1983 under the Reagan administration. The first director of it said, "We do in the open what the CIA used to do covertly," meaning that they fund oppositional groups and in countries that are out and out, you know, dissenting from U.S. hegemony, say Bolivia. You fund these organizations that basically raise the alarm that the country is heading toward dictatorship, and it manipulates the press. I mean, you know, in Bolivia, the reason why that coup didn't take hold is because Evo Morales kicked out AID.
And you also have, for example, Peter Kornbluh of the National Security Archive saying among the most infamous examples of USAID funding was the Office of Public Safety, a USAID police training program in the Southern Cone that also trained torturers. We only have 20 seconds. It's not your total focus, but your thoughts on how it's been used.
I mean, I don't have doubt that it's been used that way. I have no evidence of that. It's certainly in the conversation in South Africa, for example. People would make those accusations and be frustrated about that. But I'm more interested in the way that this kind of agency shuts down South Africa's ability to solve its own problems. And
I think that is key,
that
and we're going to link to the articles you write. Professor Catherine Mathers at Duke University, thank you so much. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready?
Welcome to another episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Rich Program, depending on where you are located. I am Mando Richard, and I'm going to try real hard to have a mistake-free show today. The last 2 weeks have been a little crazy, haven't they? All right, anyway, we had a liquored up set, a folk rock set about the middle of the show, and a gospel set at the end, so we got everything covered here. Here comes a song from the wilds of Long Island and the Feinberg Brothers.
Bar pencils, barmaids, they work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you think of your first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Hey, your pain melts away with a couple beers more. At the table in the corner is a man in a suit. His clothes have been stained from the tears and the booze. His shoes have been shined, no, he doesn't look poor. But his mind is still aching for a couple beers more. Bar pretzels, barmaids, they work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you think of your first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Hey, your pain melts away with a couple beers more. Bar near the fluorescent lights. They all work together but come here at night to escape your wife's nagging and to put off their chores. But they'll stay here together for a couple beers more. Bar pretzels, barmaids, hey, work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you think of you first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Hey, your pain melts away with a couple beers more. By the jukebox there's a boy who don't look too old. He's holding a girl who's been down a rough road. But the boy doesn't know what the girl has in store. So he'll be back here later for a couple beers more. Bar pretzels, barmaids, they work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you'll think of you first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Hey, your pain melts away with a couple beers more.
One fine summer in May, oh, I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rowland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
A song in near everything, a story seldom told. The old house still standing on the dark side of the road. The ground there tells stories which come to life again. Small pieces of the past wash up in the
jukebox low and let me sit and reminisce while I pretend that she is sitting here with me the way she did not long ago. We used to paint the town red and dance until two. Well, I don't paint it red no more, but I'm painting it blue. He stole her love, I know, but he can't. can't stop me, Joe, from having just a dream or two. There's a memory in the room, a memory that walks, a memory that talks and haunts me everywhere I go. I'm just a fool who loves her and will till I die, from the very first hello until the last goodbye. And this is it, you know. So fill two glasses, Joe, then leave me here alone to cry.
Background, you're listening to Tim Stafford and his pals play that traditional song, Red Wing. And that'll be the musical bed while I tell you about our Look It Up set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program. We start off with the Feinbergen Brothers. A couple beers more from their 2018 record, A Party for One, the Feinberg Brothers. Then Ella Harp gave us Whiskey Garden from her 2021 record, Screaming Into the Void. The station break, Amy Annell gave us Pull Tabs and Broken Glass from her 2024 release, The Toll. And the last thing on the set was Ernest Tubb from back in 1954 doing Two Glasses, Joe. Yeah, set them up. Many of you know that Woody Guthrie used that melody for the song Union Maid. Here comes Ann Feeney singing it.
There once was a Union Maid who never was afraid of the goons and the kings and the company pinks and the deputy sheriff soon made the raid. She went to the Union Hall when meeting it was called, and when those company goons came round, she always stood her ground. I'm sticking with the Union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the Union. I'm sticking with the Union. tricks a company spies. She couldn't be fooled by the company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She always got her way when she struck for higher pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. When this song was first sung, our fight had just begun. And union maids in the needle trades organized till the job was done in ladies' auxiliaries of giant factories. Side by side, they won new pride in CIO victory. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. Now union maids are found in coal mines underground, climbing to new heights on construction sites, and they'll never keep us down. In offices and schools, we'll redefine those rules, working every day toward comparable pay. And with union men we say, oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. So you gals who want to be free, won't you take this tip from me? Break out of that mold we've all been sold. You've got a fighting history. That fight for women's rights with workers must unite. Just roll those bones like Mother Jones to the front of every fight. And you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die.
Thank you. Hudson Road.
Love. Ah,
16. I hung out with the kids who liked it, the kind of punks who were born in leather jackets, the kind of punks who place themselves in brackets. And she was one of them back then. She was somebody's girlfriend, and I was no one. I had nothing. And the skies were clear blue skies, and her eyes were clear blue eyes, and her thighs were about the same size as mine. And we were walking in the anti-war demonstration. Was a sweet sensation of love, of love. It was a sweet sensation of love.
In the background, you are listening to Mike Mullins play three tunes by Turlo O'Carolan. The first one's O'Carolan's Receipt, then we'll hear Eleanor Plunkett, and then O'Carolan's Concerto, also known as Planck's Defining Power. Now, what was in that last eclectic set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening? On my bus into WRCT Pittsburgh this morning, I sat behind a member of the Steelworkers Union staff, which is what led me to play first Tim Stafford's Red Wing, and then Ann Feeney singing Woody Guthrie's Union Maid. And yes, she wrote some additional words to that, and that was from her 1994 release, Heartland. Then we heard from Janie Rothfield and Alan Carr, Chilly Winds, a traditional tune from their 2024 record, The Two of Us. And then, Just Because I Felt Like It, we went back to 1941 for Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Take Me Back to Tulsa. And then we heard from a Swedish songwriter named Jens Lekman, J-E-N-S, and then L-E-K-M-A-N, Jens Lekman. And his song, I Saw Her in the Anti-War Demonstration, from his 2005 release, The Cherry Trees Are Still in Blossom. Well, I thought that was a pretty wild song, so I included it. Well, this next set's going to celebrate the fact that as I'm in the studio on the 26th of February, this is the last show I'll have before Ash Wednesday. So let's do a Mardi Gras set, shall we? We're going to start off with something from a local band, local to Pittsburgh, that is Moncrew. And they They will be playing at a Mardi Gras Cajun dance on Saturday, March 1st at the Bulgarian Macedonia Cultural Center on 8th Avenue in Homestead. Dance lesson at 7 and dance from 7:30 to 10:30. So let's give them a listen. And here comes Monk Rue with Rio de Joie.
Thank you. شماری تولی رول با ماجی کرام آر با بر ای پی دی ای ممیان ای مماش کنین میرید بسن
in the middle of a Cajun set of music. Here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Rouge Program, depending on where you are listening. That's because it is about Mardi Gras season. With Ash Wednesday on, Wednesday the 5th? So Mardi Gras is Tuesday the 4th, that Tuesday. All right. What have you been hearing in the set? Well, let's see. In the background, listening to Lawrence Walker do Midnight Waltz from back in about 1987, I believe. And then, what do we hear at the beginning of the set? We heard local to Pittsburgh band Moncrew do Grille de Joie. And they sent that to us, hoping that we would mention them playing at the Mardi Gras Cajun Dance on Saturday, March the 1st. At the Bulgarian Macedonian Cultural Center, 449 West 8th Avenue in Homestead, Pennsylvania. Anyway, I've now done that. And what came after Moncrew? Jean Delafosse with Coffé, or Why. That's an old hit of his. And then Filet gave us my favorite Mardi Gras song, Chanson de Mardi Gras song. And then Belton Richard gave us Grand Mamou. And now we're going to change directions totally. And here comes, if I can get the button ready, here comes an absolute classic from the 1990s from Stan Rogers.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett cried the town. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our crack four-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them.
Come on, you sissies.
And at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked four-pounders made an awful din, but with one fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Today I turned 70. It happened so fast. I guess now I know that the die has been cast. No, it ain't the gray hairs or the aches that I feel. It's the fact that one thing now perfectly real. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. My youth passed before me. I guess I just missed the cut. It seemed only yesterday. My body's intact. I
I must face the fact I'm too old to die young. Hank Williams, James Dean, we all know their story. I always thought I'd go out in a great blaze of glory, but instead I hung in right from the start. I guess I'll check out like some normal old fart. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. Oh, my youth passed before me. Yes, I just missed the cut. Oh, it seems only yesterday that my life had begun. My body's intact. I must face the fact I'm too old to die young. If you croak when you're 20, folks say, oh no. 30, 40, or 50, you're still too young to go. Hell, even at 60. They say, what did you expect? So I guess I'll accept that this is my lot. I will rage and I'll holler for the time that I got. Drink it down to the dregs, right up to the end. Be the best damn old fart that there ever has been. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. My youth passed before me. Guess I just missed the cut. I must face the fact I'm too old to die young.
Well, I was telling the students here that that could be my theme song. John McCutcheon's Too Old to Die Young. Yeah. I think he wrote that just about the time he turned 70, and I think he's 72 now. I won't mention that I'm a young pup of only 71, but boy, that song talks to our existence. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are. And before that, you heard Stan Rogers doing Barrett's Privateers from a concert in 1993. And looking at the clock, it says it's time for the mid-show station break.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our folk rock set. Bill from Philly, you got your seatbelt fastened? Bob from Newark, are you ready? Got the log splitter turned off and all that stuff? Okay, we're going to start off with something from the British invasion in the 1960s. But I'm going to claim it's fair because it is a take on an old English music hall tune. Are you ready? I bet you can't guess.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the eighth, I am Henry the eighth, I am